Inspiring solutions to save America, one show at a time. Are you ready to get on board?
They believe that they can destroy this bond that exists between you and Trump if they somehow make Trump look bad, make Trump look like a reprobate, embarrass you about Trump. They can't do it because you came before Trump. Desperately want Trump gone, and I know that they desperately want it codified that Trump cannot run again, because make no mistake, they remain scared to death of you, and they remain scared to death of Trump. Trump, 75 million, 80 million votes. And I'm going to tell you, you're not going anywhere. Even if Trump does, you're not. Which I think remains one of our big campaign strengths going forward. They can't separate you from Trump. And more importantly, they can't separate you from the ideas. They can't separate you from MAGA. They can't separate you from Make America Great Again.
From sea to shining sea, 3 hours of bold truth and excellence. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Well, it is hour number two already of the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Delighted to be back with you, and a warm hello to all the folks watching us on Newsmax N2 channel. It's a delight to have our last 2 hours simulcast on television. Thank you to our friends at Newsmax. You know, it's just so interesting when you hear so blatantly the desperation coming out of the mouth on the left. And I think it's without question now that the media, by and large, are owned by the left. They propagandize for the government. And that for several years now, there has been a concerted effort to muzzle, to silence, to censor, to restrict the reach of those of us who aren't falling for it. Those of us who share what I say at the very beginning of this program, common sense conservative values. Where now in this country, it's demonized. That whole MAGA idea is supposed to be dangerous. It's so idiotic that making America great again should be a threat. But if you start with that as the predicate, that you are indeed a threat, that this movement is a threat to those who hate this country and want to see it fail. It is Cloward Piven, my friends. It is those two wacky people who in the 60s came up with that philosophy that if you can overrun the social services and you can cripple it and topple it so that there's madness and mayhem and everybody's fighting and everything seems like it's on fire, it's a great way for your government to swoop in to save the day. And when you're reeling, licking your wounds, they install a government of suck. Donald Trump disrupted that. They hate you for that. They hate you more for that than they hate Donald Trump. He's just your representative, your whipping boy. Jen Psaki over the weekend said something pretty interesting. Literally, it's 2 minutes. And this whole thing about Trump in Ohio at a rally, I know we covered it on Newsmax Live. And in his speech, Donald Trump was talking about very clearly certain issues, two primary issues that have been taken out of context and used and abused in the media to propagandize people. He was talking about MS-13 gang members, and he was also talking about China building giant car manufacturing facilities in Mexico, thinking that they're going to be able to sell their cars in America. And he said, if I'm president, there's not a snowball's chance in hell that's going to happen. And so this is important to the auto industry. If I'm not reelected, it's going to be a bloodbath. Meaning industry is going to absolutely get killed. Now, the media and Jen Psaki at the helm, looking quite a bit like a leprechaun, decided to take the ball and run with it. And so she said, you know what? The bloodbath comment. People are saying it's taken out of context, that Donald Trump's words are taken out of context. Well, they are, right? There's a very easy way to twist words when you don't provide the entire statement. And that's what they do. So Jen Psaki sanctimoniously is only a triggered white college-educated liberal hack can do, is going to sanctimoniously, lugubriously, if you will, stunningly, she's going to give you her smarmy dissertation on taking Trump out of context. Oh, we know, she says. So this is 13, literally 13 bites taken from this 2 minutes, and I want you to hear the very beginning. Here is audio soundbite of suck number one.
Context, everyone, otherwise it's irresponsible. Well, if they want us to consider the full context, let's do just that. Because the full context is that Trump kicked off the same exact rally by saluting the people who were convicted for the deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
Now, those people convicted of the deadly assault, not a single January 6th defendant killed anyone. Capitol Police did. But not the January 6th defendants. They killed no one. They protected themselves, and they were assaulted because it was a setup. It was, and if that's inconvenient to you, it's too bad, but it was. He began by saluting those hostages, those genuine. Can you believe that? Yeah, I can, because that's what a president does. A president doesn't forget about Lahaina. A president doesn't take a year to go to East Palestine. A president doesn't take 3 years to visit the border. A president doesn't allow any of this to happen. So, yes, I do agree with Donald Trump that that was important. She's not done, though. She's still triggered about January 6th. Let's go.
All to the tune of the national anthem sung by a choir of imprisoned insurrectionists.
Now, having gotten off the phone with Stuart Rhodes, who called me from federal lockup on Friday, the guy who started the Oath Keepers in 2009, the guy I've already told you what he founded, what they were about, how they've been demonized, vilified, twisted, all of that, to hear January 6th defendants singing the national anthem, feeling that harmony, that unity, that patriotism, that's got to be galling for anybody on the left who hates America. And Jen Psaki clearly does. Then she says this, audio soundbite three.
The full context is that some of the first words out of Trump's mouth last night, same rally, were thanking those rioters and calling them patriots.
Great patriots went to the Capitol on January 6, 2021. Because they cared. They traveled like David Eastman, the representative from Alaska, traveled how many thousands of miles to get to the Capitol that day, to get to Washington, D.C. that day. And the continual twisting of the idea that people went from all around the world, came from all around the world to listen to that speech at the Ellipse. And to create the illusion that they plan to overthrow the government is as absurd as it is tired. And Psaki knows it. And she said this about the upcoming presidential election. Audio soundbite four.
The full context is that he also said in this same rally, quote, if this election isn't won, I'm not sure that you'll ever have another election in this country.
Well, this funny thing is, that's what Liz Cheney was just saying in that supercut, that mashup we just played for you, of all the laundry list of lies, 3 minutes that we found. She said if Donald Trump wins in 2024, there's probably never going to be another election. That's okay. Liz Cheney can say that, right? But Donald Trump can't get up and say, look, if we don't do this, we lose our country. Everybody knows that if Donald Trump doesn't win and common sense conservatism does not win, that it's lights out for this country. That's not drama. That's not hyperbole. That's not a lie. It's facts. And you see it with your own eyes. And then she takes umbrage with how Donald Trump called the illegal immigrants who have streamed into our country, who've jacked up all of our taxes, who the government is falling over for, and 400 big businesses under tent.org have pledged to train and support and help acclimate and give jobs to. Audio soundbite five.
The full context is that he went on to say some undocumented immigrants are, quote, not people.
That's not what he said. He said MS-13 gang members, Jen, are not people. Animals are not people. That guy, barbecue in Haiti, I would go on a limb and say, he's not a person. That's an animal. Not people. People don't do what those who have been incarcerated and let out of prisons all around the world to come to the open door with the flashing vacancy sign that Joe Biden's put out there. They're animals. All of them? Of course not. Don't take it out of context, Jen. Then she continues on with this. He's been dehumanizing people for years, I believe, is her direct line. Let's listen.
And of course, the full context is that this is much bigger than one single speech. This embrace of political violence, this dehumanizing language, this is what Donald Trump has been preaching for years.
That's so interesting because it wasn't Donald Trump who was preaching Black Lives Matter and Antifa riots during George Floyd. It was the likes of you, Jen, and Chris Cuomo and other lackeys in the media who said protests had to be peaceful. Remember that? You guys are the ones who exonerate the lawless, who think it's all okay, Jen. So, unfortunately, things are about to go sideways for the young Miss Psaki, as we're going to circle back after this short commercial break and give you the real whoppers, because God forbid we let Charlottesville go to waste. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. Jen Psaki, her honey's in a bunch over Donald Trump, saying it's going to be a bloodbath. What's going to be a bloodbath? If China opens up and makes cars in Mexico and thinks they're going to sell it here and Donald Trump doesn't get reelected and doesn't kibosh the everlasting liver out of that, it's going to be a bloodbath for the auto industry. Well, she couldn't believe that. She's got to jump on this. Jen Psaki does. And she says we're breaking apart a 2-minute MSNBC segment from the weekend. We're now on audio soundbite number 7. You can take any word that anybody says and twist it in any way you wish. And this is the semantic game that the media use because their facts suck. They cannot win on facts, so they have to win on spin. Here you go. Listen.
In January, he warned that there will be, quote, bedlam in this country if his criminal prosecution derailed his campaign.
How do you guys think everybody would react across America? All of the people who are pouring out to give him the candidacy for president of the United States for the GOP. If anything were to derail that in a judicial way, people would lose their minds, Jen. There would assuredly be bedlam. And then she talks about this, dehumanizing. Oh, it's all so fuzzy for these people. Go.
Late last year, he echoed the dehumanizing language of Adolf Hitler, comparing his political opponents to vermin and saying immigrants are, quote, poisoning the blood of our country.
Do you guys think that just because Adolf Hitler used a word that somebody else uses, he's channeling his inner Hitler? And by the way, a bunch of people who come across our border who are carrying their home country's flags are not people who are interested in being Americans, Jen. Then we've got to go, of course, to the good old pinata called Charlottesville.
Last month, he said there would be potential death and destruction if he was charged in the Manhattan criminal probe. And during his first term, he flat out refused to condemn the political violence at a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, saying there were very fine people on both sides.
Oh, Jen, you know better. You are such a tragic hack. USA Today, 4 years ago, Trump did condemn white supremacists. Too bad so many people won't listen. That's the headline. Can we once and for all kill off the distortion that Donald Trump called white supremacists very fine people? Because in the very same comments people are always quoting from in from Virginia, Trump said, I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists. Jen, aw, that's so unfortunate. Then how about this, remember? Donald Trump asking, why don't we just shoot all the migrants? Why don't we just shoot all the protesters, rather? Remember that fake news? Listen to this.
In 2020, he reportedly asked his defense secretary about shooting people who were protesting the death of George Floyd, saying, "Can't you just shoot them? Just shoot them in the legs or something."
Factually incorrect. By the way, Mark Esper waited 2 whole years to tell us Trump wanted troops to shoot George Floyd protesters. And it only happened as he was writing a book of suck, by the way, which is, you know what I'm talking about. Oh, that's right. A New York Times bestseller. I'm sure you guys read it too, right? I must have missed it. Then there's this. How he incited violence merely by addressing the United States, by the people of these United States on January 6th and telling everybody a beautiful story about patriotism. That, in Jen Psaki's eyes, is disqualifying. Listen.
And of course, his very words inspired violence on January 6th, 2021, when he told a crowd of his supporters to walk down to the Capitol and fight like hell because, quote, "You'll never take back our country with weakness."
There's nothing wrong with that, Jen. Fight like hell. Go peacefully and patriotically and let your voices be heard. And then what did he do when things started going sideways at the Capitol? He put up a video where he said, "Please, go home. Go home. Do not mess with law enforcement. We are law-abiding people. Go home, disperse." And what did they do? They scrubbed it from the internet. And they prevented Jacob Chansley from using that video, which exists of him playing President Trump's plea for people to go home on the steps of the Capitol. They're so disgusting. And how about this one? Two more to go. This one, the sanctimony you can taste. Go.
Trust me, I could go on and on and on. We all know by now that Trump's allusions to political violence are not merely rhetorical. His supporters take them literally. That's part of the big problem here. And he knows that too.
You are the problem. Donald Trump is just the head of the snake. But it's really you. You idiots. Jen Psaki sees. Finally, the ultimate suck of propaganda. Here you go.
So no, we did not miss the full context. This was not some meandering off-message comment. This is his message.
This is his message. So you hear it. You identify it, and you're listening and identifying it faster than ever. For that, we deserve a victory. We do. When we come back on the Wendy Bell Radio program, let's talk about this. When you cannot win as a member of the media, you know what to do. Just lie. Duh. I've got proof. Bloodbath proof. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. So what a sad state of affairs we are in. And I don't know if you can tell if you're familiar enough with me and this program to realize that we have now settled into this comfortable ability to diagnose, assess, and then share with you what we think is pretty important stuff. Some things make me angry. Walking through this as a former television news anchor for many, many years, it used to make me angry. Recently made me angry. Now I've settled into just sort of a steely resolve, which I think is healthy because you have to be able to identify the suck so that you can resist being affected by it. So I often go to sources like Politico. Politico is nowhere near my spectrum on politics. It's definitely a left-wing website. But every now and again, it's interesting to see what's going on at Politico and then to listen to the voices of the media and the talking heads that appear on the weekend shows basically drop these propaganda lines that they want you to pick up and run with. And the highly ill-informed voter will. You will be armed with the tools to refute this insanity. Headline. reaction to Trump's speech. When is a bloodbath not a bloodbath? Defenders of the former president say he was speaking about the plight of the auto industry, which in fact he was. So here's the story, and then we're going to play for you some accompanying audio sound bites. Representative Mike Turner said Sunday it was clear that former President Donald Trump's reference to a bloodbath should he lose the November election pertained to the auto industry, not to a surge of political violence, as Jen Psaki just tried desperately to convince you of. At a rally in Ohio Saturday, Trump said, "Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country." In introducing discussion of the remark, ABC News host Martha Raddatz said that it came in the section of the speech where Trump was discussing the auto industry, though she did not say it was definitely connected to that. Now, I will just freely tell you, as a student of the field, in 1988, starting at the University of Colorado, I'd say 1990, as I got into the College of Journalism and Mass Communication and really started paying attention to the media, you can twist a photograph, you can twist a headline, you can selectively quote people, all of which are expressly forbidden. If you are an objective, honest presenter of quote-unquote news, you do not take it out of its natural habitat. You present it in the form in which it is in real life, and then you let people decide. This is very selective, what Martha Raddatz has done. In fact, I want you to hear, before I continue into this random act of journalism, I want you to hear this ABC News open. This is not Martha Raddatz. This is a different woman. But this is the beginning. This is the hook, the grab of the evening news after Donald Trump's rally in Ohio on Saturday night. This is their takeaway of Donald Trump. Go.
We begin tonight with the race for the White House and former President Trump's campaign now on the defensive after his fiery rhetoric at a rally in Dayton, Ohio on Saturday night. Trump warning while discussing the economy that there would be a, quote, bloodbath if he is not reelected in November. This after the former president kicked off the event by paying tribute to those who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. President Biden's campaign swiftly denouncing those comments as threats of political violence.
It's so idiotic. But did you hear the parallels between what this ABC News hack and Jen Psaki said? You'll begin to hear the same lines again and again and again. They are receiving government-handed talking points. This is propaganda. So, a bloodbath. Let's listen in. Let's hear what Donald Trump really said about the bloodbath in its context. And then you tell me if your panties should be in a bunch. Go.
You know, Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it, went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us now, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line. And you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Who in their right mind would ever think that that means he is going to exact some kind of dangerous political revenge or that there's going to be some kind of violence or whatnot? You know exactly what he just said. It is petty. It is petulant. And it is totally in keeping with the propagandist media to spew this kind of nonsense. Well, I want to hear what Martha Raddatz said, because she heard exactly what you just heard from Donald Trump. if China is allowed to build big auto manufacturing plants in Mexico, they ought not believe they're going to come in with their cars to our United States without having U.S. workers. We're going to tax them 100%. Ain't going to happen. But you need to reelect me so that I can hold them accountable. If that doesn't happen, there's going to be a bloodbath in the auto industry. Here's Martha Raddatz, what she heard.
That was just the beginning. Trump stoking more fear about migrants at the southern border. Trump at one point saying they're not people.
I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says it's a terrible thing to say. These are bad. These are animals.
So Martha Raddatz is trying to say that Donald Trump thinks that people coming across the border are bad people. Some of them shouldn't even be considered people. How awful, how dehumanizing, how terrible, how could he do that? Well, that's what you would expect from a white supremacist. That's what you get from the fringe. That's MAGA. Well, that's not at all what he really said. In fact, oh wait, we have what he actually did really say about migrants who are MS-13 gang members not being people. Listen.
When I see it going, but I got to know all these people. They're very smart, very streetwise. And I would do the same thing. If I had prisons that were teeming with MS-13 and all sorts of people that they've got to take care of for the next 50 years, right? Young people, they're in jail for years. If you call them people, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say. They say you have to vote against him because did you hear what he said about humanity? I've seen the humanity, and these humanity, these are bad. These are animals, okay? And we have to stop it. We can't have another Lakin. We have so many people. We have so many people being hurt so badly and being killed. They're sending their prisoners to see us. They're sending and they're bringing them right to the border and they're dropping them off and we're allowing them to come in. And these are tougher than anybody we've got in the country. These are hardened criminals.
Did you guys honestly think that he was talking about just regular migrants? Of course not. Of course not. But of course, when you have Nancy Pelosi and her pterodactyl hands coming out of the woodwork to chirp in on the bloodbath comment, you know that it's all being used politically to try to harm the president. Is it working? Let's listen to frantic, flapping Nancy Pelosi.
Because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness. But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Praising Hitler, praising the Russians.
Oh, boy. Isn't that unfortunate? It's unfortunate. But you heard it. You know what's going on. Well, in fact, we've got a little mashup of the media reacting to the bloodbath, which we just debunked and just gave you its context. They, of course, don't care. Here's your propaganda.
But as Politico.com reports tonight on the, quote, bloodbath at the RNC.
Headlines calling it a, quote, bloodbath.
Yeah, bloodbath. Not only is it going to be a bloodbath, but after they leave New Hampshire, it's a bloodbath on her home turf. That's really tough.
And Trump has left a lot of corpses in his wake. I mean, we can count the bodies.
As part of the, quote, MAGA drive to take over Maricopa County. And the headline refers to it as an impending bloodbath.
Columnist Charles Blow has a new piece for the New York Times entitled A Biden Bloodbath.
2018 midterms, you can bet that they 100% are fearing a slaughter. In fact, the word bloodbath and massacre come up frequently.
The Republican Party will be destroyed. It's going to be a bloodbath.
There's going to be a bloodbath one way or the other.
Bloodbath for Bernie Sanders.
It's been a bloodbath. They're shaping up to be a bloodbath.
Head off a bloodbath in next year's crucial midterm.
Off-year elections are often a bloodbath.
This week's bloodbath for Democrats.
A bloodbath at the ballot box.
There could be a Republican bloodbath.
They'll talk about a bloodbath.
It's a bloodbath. I have to talk about you.
It's going to be a bloodbath all day long.
Is in for a bloodbath.
Hasn't been a bloodbath on the way down.
Donald Trump bloodbath.
Be a bloodbath.
Predicted to be a bloodbath.
May not be the bloodbath.
It would be a bloodbath.
More of a bloodbath.
It's going to be a bloodbath in November.
Possible Biden bloodbath.
this November.
A bloodbath on Wall Street.
There's going to be a bloodbath.
In Alabama, into a bloodbath.
Obviously, there was a bloodbath.
It was a bloodbath. We're down 800 points.
This bloodbath at Department of Homeland Security.
And it's a bloodbath today.
There was going to be this bloodbath.
Election bloodbath.
It could be a bloodbath for them.
Bloodbath, possibly.
Bloodbath that went through with the Attorney General.
Bloodbath 99 days out.
The bloodbath is going to look like.
Presided over a bloodbath in the diplomatic corps.
Salute, in my opinion, bloodbath, the Democrats are
falling into ticket sales, turned into a bloodbath.
Ticket sales for singer Taylor Swift's latest tour.
It's safe to say the fans had a bloodbath for the company after the fiasco.
Oh my, a bloodbath. We've all said bloodbath 75,000 times. Everything's a bloodbath.
I don't even know if I've even used the word before today, right? But when Donald Trump says it and they can take it out of context and they can twist it, and they can trot out their High School Musical theatrical performers like Nancy Pelosi. If you don't see what's going on, well, you're going to need to spend more time here at the Wendy Bell Radio Program. Because we'll get you. We'll get you over the hump. All right, when we get back, this is what media targeting looks like. I want to read you something from Jonathan Turley about the Associated Press being under fire for this salacious article about an Ohio GOP Senate candidate. It's just blatant garbage, and they don't care. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio Program. So you just heard 2 minutes of the media talking about various bloodbaths, bloodbath, bloodbath, bloodbath. And then they glom on to Donald Trump saying it in Ohio. And they take it out of context, as is per usual, as everything that Jen Psaki did in the second hour of this program, the beginning of the second hour of this program. And it's disgusting. You know, I might be one of those naive journalists, but when I was a little girl growing up in California and I sat down with my parents because they would make a martini, dad would come home from work, mom and he would make a martini, they'd sit down in their chairs, my sister and I would sit on the couch behind them, and they would turn on the evening news. And we had Connie Chung. She was the anchor in Los Angeles when I was growing up. And I thought it was awful. I thought it was so boring. And so I got interested and I started paying attention. And I watched everybody. And I listened to everybody. And I always came away missing something. There's something missing. There's something missing. There's a connection that's missing. What is it? And so I told my parents when I was probably, 11, that I was going to grow up and I was going to be a television news anchor. And they were like, oh, that's great, honey. Good luck. Right? It's like saying, I'm going to go to Hollywood and I'm going to become an actor or a model. And parents are like, okay, good luck with that. Like, nobody gets to do that. And I did. And I cared profoundly. And I went to graduate school at the best journalism program there is at the University of Missouri in Columbia. And I wrote a master's thesis. And I paid attention. And I listened, and I cared, and that is gone. And it galls me to no end. It galls me to no end to tell you that the Associated Press sucks. Sucks. Headline, Associated Press under fire for salacious article on Ohio Senate candidate Bernie Moreno. This is Jonathan Turley. JonathanTurley.org. You know him. He's a law professor. He's from George Washington University. This is what he writes. This is how gross we are in this country with propaganda. The Associated Press is reportedly looking at a possible lawsuit after a bombshell article on GOP Ohio Senate candidate Bernie Moreno was found to contain serious errors and contradictions. The article by Brian Sladisco suggested that Moreno had posted on the website Adult Friend Finder to find male lovers. The story was eagerly picked up by newspapers like the Washington Post. Moreno is a Trump-backed anti-establishment candidate who's on the ballot tomorrow in the Ohio primary. After being pressed by conservative sites like Breitbart News, AP admitted that a claim of having, quote, geolocation data implicating Moreno is untrue. And Moreno's counsel has shown that an intern admitted that the posting was a prank. Moreover, the AP knew and reported on the admission from the intern, but ran the story anyway, and the false claim of geolocational data support. The article is being denounced as a political hit piece, and AP has reportedly brought in a major defense attorney to handle the legal repercussions. So we're going to lie about a guy who's been endorsed by Trump, who has a really good chance of winning. We're going to create this salacious claim that he was looking for dudes for love online. Lying say that they have geolocating data that they don't have. All of it's bunk. It's total garbage. And they knew it was garbage, did it anyway, and weighed the cost of possible litigation. What are they going to say to this guy, Moreno? Well, we'll give you $500,000 to make this go away. I don't know if that's what they're going to do, but they are more interested in smearing their opponents than they are in doing well and representing their own constituents on the left. That's what I'm saying. And the media, being their propaganda wing, dutifully carries their water and pushes out garbage like this. They know it's garbage. Do you know if I knowingly lied in a television report that I would have presented ever in my career as a television news reporter and anchor, I would have self-mutilated inside. There's no way. There is no price that is big enough to allow that sacred feeling of doing the best and not lying and compromising that. This is a small example of what happens every single day. You just got 2 minutes of it at the beginning of this hour with Jen Psaki pretending to put into context everything out of context that she took that Donald Trump said. You just heard the context of Donald Trump talking about the bloodbath on the auto industry and talking about MS-13 gang members and the legally insane, dangerous people being let out of prisons around the world who are flooding to our country and are already here. You heard him say some of them can't be called people. They're animals, essentially. Anybody who bashes in somebody's head with a metal pole, a la Lake and Riley, is not, in my mind, a human being. And that doesn't make me racist or phobic in any capacity. It makes me a common sense truth teller. Facts. Hour number three of the Wendy Bell Radio program is on tap. My goodness, is this day going quickly? So we're going to do a little government 101 for you. Don't govern, propagandize. Barack Obama did something specific in 2012 that has caused us to be flooded with this media suck today. We got to talk about it so that you can identify it. We will next on the Wendy Bell Radio program.